Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Thursday morning, November 16th. Drivers can look forward to regular traffic along John Deere Road. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Transportation announced crews will return traffic to normal patterns tonight. DOT engineer Ryan Hippen says part of the two-year construction project on Deere Road is a wall along the south side.
The wall is strictly for noise. But what it also does help, it minimizes impacts. As you can see here, our slopes are running down to the wall. If the wall wasn't there, we'd have to continue those slopes further into the property. So it helps with noise and it helps minimize impacts to the properties along the route.
The wall is made of concrete sections that are easy to replace. McCarthy Construction will also remove the barriers this week. Drivers will have full access to all the intersections and businesses before Thanksgiving Day. Despite its age and condition, the Rock Island County Courthouse should be saved. That's according to the Rock Island Preservation Society, which says it's eligible for listing on the National Register of Historic Places. Herb Trix has more.
Society member Diane Astrike says a preliminary assessment shows the courthouse matches criteria for the National Register.
And when they looked at the pictures, they said, yes, despite the loss of the roof structure, it still retains enough significance to be listed for the category of historic importance.
And being eligible, she says, means there could be a way to pay for renovations. A public-private partnership could qualify for 20% tax credits.
And quite frankly, it still looks pretty darn good. It is in surprisingly good condition, despite claims otherwise. There are many issues, but it's part of the problem of age. And even this new building will have these same problems in 25 or 30 years.
Astrike hopes eligibility for the National Register of Historic Places will help convince members of the county board to save the courthouse. I'm Herb Trix.
A long career in coaching and teaching is about to end. Augustana College track and cross-country coach Paul Olson has announced he's retiring next spring. He started in 1966 as head coach of the men's cross-country team and recently concluded his 52nd season. The upcoming track and field season will be his 50th. Olson is also a professor of English at Augustana, teaching classes in African American literature and the sacred and profane. He has been chosen by 15 senior classes to give what's called the last lecture before graduation. Rock Island native Madison Keys will host an anti-bullying assembly tomorrow at Augustana College. The 2017 U.S. Open finalist has partnered with the nonprofit Fearlessly Girl. The organization's mission is to empower young women. Tomorrow's assembly at Augustana's Bruner Theater will be live-streamed worldwide. It will feature athletes and celebrity guests discussing the impact of bullying on them and ways to overcome it. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.